views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I love fall, and it's the air is starting to feel like it here in Seattle, even though we're having beautiful sunny weather, and it's going to be 80s over the weekend. The nights are getting crisp, and I just love that crisp, cool, nice blue skies that we have here in Seattle in the fall. And we're headed in this weekend to have a retreat to plan the program for our 23rd Annual Woman Wisdom Conference. Looking forward to reviewing all the proposals we've received, some of them from women around the country, even though a majority are from the Seattle region. And I want to put a call out for people who are interested in working on their circle, their leadership development, or just learning skills to have to be better participants in a group where you can all share your gifts, honor each other's gifts, learn skills to bring harmony in difficult situations. You know, it's not always the leaders that have to do that. And we're having a circle leadership retreat the first weekend of October, October 2nd through the 5th. It's in beautiful Gold Bar along a river. And I'd love for you to join us. We've got women coming from four different states, so it's going to be very lively group, and you can read about it at womanofwisdom.org. I just go click on programs and then scroll down to the Circle Leadership Training. And don't forget, our Fall Harvest Festival is in Seattle October 11th. If you're a reader, an artist, a healer, and want to have a booth, the deadline's actually Monday, September 15th. But I can give you an extension until next Friday, the 19th. So again, go to programs and click on the Fall Festival, and you'll find out information and the application forms, and we'd love for you to join us. It's going to be a great fun day, October 11th. So today, my guest is Liz Need. She is one of the co-authors of the best-selling 20 Beautiful Women. She's an expert in bringing life back to everyday life for those seeking beyond daily responsibilities. She impacts the lives of thousands with inspirational CDs, life coaching, magazine articles, public speaking, and life improvement television. Liz was the 2011 LLS Celebrity of the Year, and I'm going to have to ask her what LLS is. I don't know. And she also directs and hosts an exciting television show called The Life Dare, airing on Fox 5 days a week. Invites people to learn from experts and then take a challenge to bring the lesson to life. So Liz invites you to learn from her life. She's married to a retired military officer. They have 7 children in their blended marriage, and she believes that small and doable changes will lead to mighty life-changing results. And I know she has done that in her life. So and her story is featured in that book, 20 Beautiful Women. So you can check her out at her website, which is needinspiration.com, and that's NEAD, which is the spelling of her last name, NEADinspiration.com. Welcome, Liz.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, okay, so tell us about this LLS Celebrity of the Year.
Well, it's a national thing, actually. Leukemia Lymphoma Society, they do team and training, and the Man and Woman of the Year is just a fundraising thing, and they ask people, men and women in the communities, and celebrities, local celebrities, to raise money, and then they have a big gala, and you use your influence to try to raise money. You create events and invite people, and so in 2011, I was one of the celebrities in Central Iowa, and I was the one who raised the most money. So I was the celebrity of the year.
Yeah, that's great. And that's, you know, I mean, that's quite an accomplishment. It's not always easy to raise money.
Oh, I think that's one of the hardest things to do, honestly.
Yes. Okay, so I want you to tell our audience the journey that you took to where, kind of like your aha moment, where you realized that you were here to do this work to inspire people and to towards their dreams and what their life that they want to create. What drew you to that work?
Oh, thanks for asking that. You know, I wanted to speak when I was really young. I remember there was a woman from Yugoslavia that had, she was a refugee, and she talked about how she came and spoke to the school and talked about how she escaped Yugoslavia and what happened. And I remember sitting in the audience and thinking, I really want to do something like that. So it kind of stuck with me. And then the first book, nonfiction book that I read was The Power of Positive Thinking, and which is written by Norman Vincent Peale. And so it started there. But, you know, when I told my parents I wanted to be on TV or I wanted to be an inspirational speaker, you know, they didn't really know how to point me in that direction. So they kind of discouraged it, honestly. And then so I kind of just hung on to it. It was in the back of my mind. I would write things and imagine that it would happen. And then in 2008, it was around 2008, when the mortgage bubble burst, I was an executive at the largest mortgage technology company in the country. And I got laid off, and I'd never been in that position. I was always promoted. I'd always got good ratings, and then I was laid off. And so that was my moment to take advantage. I let everyone think that I was unemployable, and I went and started my business. It was like my little secret. I didn't go look for a job. I just started my business. And from there, it was just kind of, it was just true love. I spoke in the first 4 months of my business. I spoke for the first time. I shot a television pilot. I got a radio show 5 days a week. And I kind of never looked back after that. I've just been going strong since.
Well, and to have a radio show 5 days a week is a lot of work.
Oh, it was, you know, that's actually interesting that you say that, because, you know, you have all these dreams and you don't really know whether they're going to be something that you want until you try them. So I had these theories. I thought of television and speaking and writing and radio. And actually, after I did the radio show 5 days a week, I realized that that's not necessarily a format that I thrive in. It takes a lot of planning. And people have no idea. They think that you just go on the air and you just talk, and they have no idea how much planning goes into creating something that is a product, an hour-long product 5 days a week. So.
Yes, and I just do 1 day a week. So that's what I could manage.
Well, it's still a lot of planning, Chris.
Yeah.
I give you credit.
Well, tell us about the TV show, because that, I you know, it's funny because sometimes, you know, things pop into your head and or you say things, and it's not been on my plans to do a TV show. And then one day, instead of a radio show, I said TV show, and I went, okay, what's down the pike here, you know? And in the back of my mind, like, oh, maybe that would be fun. I don't know how I'd be on TV, but that would – that, you know, it's great. I love interviewing people, and then to bring that to another venue, you know, to bring it to TV and where you see people and experience them would be fabulous. So tell us about your experience.
Well, I always wanted to do television. And so, you know, when I started this inspiration business, you know, I was in my mid 30s, and that's not really the hot time for someone to, you know, people in LA or New York are not looking for you. A woman in their mid-30s with little to no television experience. So what I chose to do is I raised the money, I hired the producer, I bought the time, and I created my first TV show, which was called Meet Inspiration. And it was just, I would think about things that I wondered about, everything from how to keep your plants alive over the summer to it was really utilitarian, or the things that a fireman needs to teach you about your home. And I just did it all Lucille Ball style. You just watched me do it on TV. It was really fun, and I got the bug. And it was a lot of work, but it was fun to go out and then people recognize you and talk about shows that meant something. So I took it up a notch, and I thought, I'm going to do it again. And this time I called it Life Dare TV. And the theory was that Americans would rather eat a bug than improve their life in a meaningful way. Like, they don't want to call their mom or, you know, like, just learn those, breathe life back into your marriage. There were things that people were afraid of, I noticed as a coach. So I thought, quit jumping out of planes and let's deal with the real stuff. And that's what life here is. So each episode, an expert will come and teach you something, and then you have to go do it yourself. And it's really fun. You can see episodes on my website, needinspiration.com, so you can see it anywhere. But it was really fun. And, you know, television reaches people in a different way. It's a visual medium. So, and watching people in action is kind of the taste du jour. I mean, this is reality television opens up the door for good reality television, where you're watching people improve their lives. So I'm still in love with it. My goal is to just go bigger.
Yeah. Well, what kinds of things would you have your guests teach them?
Yeah, it's funny because it wasn't complicated. So Life Dare kind of sounds like it would be something really big and exciting, right? Would you think that?
Oh, I don't know. I, you know.
Well, okay. So what it was, you know, like, for instance, one of the things that moms deal with is that the kids don't like to eat vegetables. So we brought in a chef from a 5-star restaurant, and he showed us 5 different recipes that we could use to make Brussels sprouts and kale and eggplant, just a bunch of different vegetables. And then we had to take the recipes, and we made the food for our partners, spouses, and children. And they tasted it on camera. We really didn't know how it was going to go over. And it was funny because the chef, while we were drinking wine, the chef made all the dishes in front of us, and we were all tasting it and ooing and aahing, and the kitchen looked completely under control, and he didn't have a speck of food on him. And when the 4 of us got together and made the recipes, I'm sure that the viewer could see you're contaminating everything.
vegetables
and the meat, and there was flour all over us.
Well, that sounds fun. Well, we're going to have to take a break. This is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk to Liz Need some more.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I have Liz Need on the phone with us today. But first, I want to invite you to my empowerment circles if you're in the Seattle area this fall. I have some introductory sessions. Just email me at, I guess you can email info@chrysalisleadership.com. And we can do this where you're even in your home. We can do video conference calling. So what it's about, it's about co-creating our dreams, sharing in each other's development of offering their wisdom and receiving wisdom from others and celebrating our the steps we've made, co-creating action steps, and just really working together. I know the value of this, and I want to share it with others. So contact me, and we'll put you in an empowerment circle. So, and you can find out more about the things I do at my website at www.chrysalisleadership.com. So we have Liz Need. She was in this best-selling book, 20 Beautiful Women. Tell us about that experience of being in this book. I experienced you, it was just a week ago, you were in Seattle, and they had a launch party because the woman who had created the book is in Seattle, and several of the speakers were there, and that was a really fun night.
It was very fun. It was exciting. So I connected with Saba Tekel, who's the individual who created the project, 20 Beautiful Women. And the women are from all over the country, and they have all different walks of life. For instance, there's an individual who lives in Colorado who has cerebral palsy, and she's just an inspiration. And the idea was that we would all write a chapter about kind of how we found our inner beauty and our space for success. And, you know, that's really no small feat. I connected with Saba actually through social media. Sean Gardner, who splits time between Washington, D.C. and Seattle, he was voted by Forbes the number one social media influencer of 2013. And we're really good friends. And she saw that we were connected and dug around in my story and asked me to write. So that was kind of cool that, you know, on the merit of my business, I was asked, you know, as a small business owner, there's no other, that's like a pretty high compliment. And so, you know, she asked me to write the story, and I dug in and I thought, okay, I'm really going to think about what I'm all about and write the story. And, you know, the benefit of it, the side benefit of it, besides getting published and providing the impetus to complete my own book, is the connection with all the ladies. Because you know how ladies can be. They're not always totally supportive. But these women are just, all ego aside, and just there to support each other. And, you know, it was inspiring to be around.
Oh, yeah. It's great to be around women who, and they realize that it isn't about being competitive, that it's about collaborating, and that we all have our gifts and we have our unique way of expressing it. So you might have several people in the book who do very similar work, but everybody mm-hmm. has their unique expression, and they're going to draw to them different people. So, you know, it gives us choices, and there isn't that, you know, we have that competition feeling that, and then that we go into scarcity then, you know, feeling like, oh, yeah, there's not room for me.
Yes. And there's lots of room for everybody. This world is quite abundant. So that was an incredible experience to have. I mean, I was very glad I said yes. I think that's a really important part of success, is just learning to say yes without creating boundaries for it. And I think that that, for me personally, that's been part of most of the success that I've experienced.
Mm-hmm. Well, that boundary issue, I'm going to bring up something that probably you have to deal with boundaries, is you have 4 kids of your own, 7 total because of your blended family. Mm-hmm. How do you balance that with your business and traveling and, you know, you got people to take care of and yourself?
Yeah, you know, my children, I don't know if it's just because I'm not able. A lot of parents, I see, they're so patient and they're so able to put themselves last. I mean, they're really, I'm not necessarily saying it in a negative way because I admire people that are so sacrificing. I see a lot of parents do that. But on a personal level, I always felt like I wasn't done and I had more to go and things that I needed to learn and grow. And so I always lived my life that way with my kids. And so it never felt like I'm the parent and they're the children. It's their turn. It felt like there are, you know, like currently there, I had four kids in my house and then my husband and I, and it always felt like there were six people in the house just living their lives and we're all in this together. So my children are incredibly supportive of my dream. They're super excited for me. They all talk about me to their friends and, you know, I do the same. And so that makes it really easy to pursue my dream because I have their blessing. And I've always kind of treated that. I always thought I needed their blessing. I needed to know that they approved of me going out there and chase, you know, becoming a speaker and doing the television show. And, you know, just like they pursue cross country or soccer or band or, you know, whatever. And so I think that that really ended up being what it is. It doesn't mean that there aren't moments when they wish that I was around and I wasn't, because there are sacrifices to be made. But knowing that I could, for instance, go to Seattle and do a book launch and that my kids are texting me and saying, are you having such a good time? And I'm so proud of you. It makes it easy to go out there and do it. And then I do the same for them.
Well, that's great because they're you're modeling for them to have a successful life, to especially be a woman and out there and doing things and living your passion. And so you're modeling that for them, that that's even going to be possible for themselves.
Yeah, you know, I really think that's such a good point. You know, I have of the four kids that are biologically mine, there's two boys and two girls, and I've been really conscious of what the girls are seeing. Because I think too often we paint a picture that your life as a woman, as a young lady, is, you know, you have your independence, but once you become partnered with someone or you have children, your life kind of ends and then you have to wait until nobody needs you anymore. And I thought, is that really what I want to teach my girls, that when they get to their late 30s or 40s, that all that potential must be put on hold? So that it is intentional that I try to develop myself in front of them. So they can see your life will continue on long after you are a teenager and in your 20s. And, you know, it's your job to live your purpose out loud, fully in front of other people.
Yes. And I bet you're looking forward to seeing what they are going to do and who they're going to become.
Yes. Yeah. They're much better than I ever was at their age. So I'm really proud of that. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, it makes you want to go back and start all over again. But we have this wisdom now, and it's now. We didn't have it back then,
yes.
And that's just the case.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
Part of your book is about your climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, and
yes.
And let's talk about that. We may have we'll start talking before we have to go on a break. But what did you have to do to prepare for that?
It was I'm not a mountain climber. So I live in the Midwest where there aren't mountains. But I always wanted to go to Africa. And then I found out about Mount Kilimanjaro, and I thought, somehow it just called to me. So I was already pretty fit. So I kept running. And then I did a lot of weight training, and there's like a stair machine. I put my backpack on, put some weight in it, and then I would work out on that stair machine for, you know, an hour at a time. But I was already doing cardio work for hours at a time anyway. So it wasn't necessarily a stretch, but nothing really prepared me for the mountain. There was nothing really that I could have done but just get myself as strong as I could.
And so you said there was nothing that could really prepare you. So it was different when you get there. It's a different experience.
Yeah, it is. I went to Colorado and did just a little altitude test. That was my bigger concern, is how I reacted to altitude. And so I went to Boulder and, I got to about 14,000 feet and I actually felt okay, a little bit out of breath, but not bad. But what I didn't know is that when I went to Africa and I got above 15,000 feet, that's when I started to really struggle. So I was, unbeknownst to me, I was 1,000 feet short of the knowledge. And maybe it was good that I didn't know anyway. I probably would have stressed out about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been at, I've slept over in Tibet over 15,000, and that was a long, long night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting
your body
just laying in bed. Well, and you get out of breath doing anything. Just rolling over bed over in your bed, you're out of breath, and there's no heat in the room, and you've got this two huge quilts that they give you there, and you get one in China, but up there you get two. And it was a long night, and just going to that, you know, climbing gradually to that, you know, which is good, but some people fly in to Lhasa, and if you're flying to that altitude, then have to get acclimatized. That's a whole nother thing. But right. And this Mount Kilimanjaro goes up to 19,000, right?
It does. It's over 19,000 feet. Yeah.
So and when you got to the top, what's it feel like to get to the top? I mean, I know when I the tallest I've climbed, there's a mountain in Oregon I climbed is 10,000 feet. And I remember there being sort of three or four stages, like, you know, you get your breath the first time, and then you go through the struggling time, and then you get your breath again, and then the last one, and then when you get, you know, just the feeling you get to the top. I imagine going 19,000 feet, I don't know where you're starting at there, that you probably have many sections where you have to, you know, regroup and in your mind and get that second, third, fourth, how many breaths you had to get up there.
Yeah, it was really a transformational experience. And you start at about 12,000 feet, below 12,000 feet, and probably 10, and you go up to 12, and then you camp at 12, and then you go down, and then you hit 13, and then you camp at just below 13. So you get used to feeling the altitude, but standing in the top was really something, because it sort of reminded me about abundance there is in this world.
And I lost track of time. We're going to hear about that when we come back. This is Chris Stainis. We'll be right back and learn about being on top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your Soul Suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Welcome back to Voices of Women, and that was Lorraine Bass singing a song from our Woman Wisdom CD, and you heard the announcement about our fall festival, and put on your calendar to come just join us. It's going to be really fun. You can get readings, massages, healers, buy your holiday gifts now from local handcrafted items from our artists. So let's get on to, so I want to talk to you, Liz, about, you were just talking about, you know, what it feels like at that top of the mountain and getting there, that journey getting there, and then what you came back from that. I mean, imagine there's lots of lessons, and it's such an accomplishment to do. Congrats on doing that.
Yeah, it is an accomplishment. I was actually a little disappointed when I found out that 30,000 people climb every year until my husband said, well, you know, there's billions of people on the planet. So it's not that many people when you think about it. And there were people from all over the world. The big thing, Chris, that I took away is that, you know, I'm just not that big, and that the United States isn't that big. And our sense of community and the way that we feel like success, the path to success, it's a little narrow, in that if we really understood how expansive this world is and the complexity and the abundance and the human beings and the landscape, that we would live a much bigger life. And so I came back thinking, you know, I'm just not worried. I don't feel competition. I feel as if I have a journey, a path that I need to walk along and do my best. And I'm not as concerned with what other people are doing. And it was a wonderful reminder, and to stand on top, you know, 19,000 feet, and you have the clouds way, way below you, and you're just standing there after seven, you know, it took 5 days to get to the top, and you haven't showered, and you haven't, you know, you're tired, and it's an incredible feeling of accomplishment. And so I came back thinking, I can do anything I put my mind to. Like, it kind of removed a lot of fear that I might have had in my life. I don't think I'm a fear-driven person, but we all have anxieties that we're going to fail when we try, and what's everyone else going to think, and what is everyone else doing, and you kind of stripped all that away. And since then, you know, it just feels peaceful and productive and focused, and now I can just close my eyes and imagine that I'm on top of the mountain, and I can get that reminder back. So it's a great way to focus.
Oh, that's true. Now, I want to get to some of the work that you do in working with other people. So you have lots of different tools that you offer people. I'm reading about how you have a secret sauce to achieve your vision, 8 simple steps to bring your dreams to life. What does that entail for people?
It's a funny story, actually, because when my first vision board was in the first month of my business. So back in like 07, 06. And I had been in the corporate world forever. And you know how it works in the corporate world. You're told how to succeed, and there's someone outside of you. So I was, for the first time really in my adult life, looking inside of myself and saying, you know, why am I here on the planet, and what do I want to do? So I created this vision board. And I put on the vision board things that I either had always wanted but never had, or things that I had put on there that I just really had no experience in. Like, it was a long shot. So that was the television pilot and the radio show and the, you know, the speaking, and I had 6 pounds I wanted to lose. There were a whole bunch of things. And what happened was, is this thing that I thought would take years to happen happened in 119 days. And I was blown away by, I thought, wow, is this the power that we have? So some of the things are, they're simple. They're really ridiculously simple. I'm not going to say I made it up, but I just realized what they were. So one of them is, you just have to admit it. You have to close yourself off in the darkest of darkest places where there's no stimulation from the outside and say, what is it that I really want? Because I really admitted to myself that's what I wanted. And I didn't worry about, well, you know what, I'm going to be embarrassed saying that I want to have a television show when I've never been on television. I don't know anyone in television. Why would I, at mid-30s with four kids, really seven, why would I ask for that? But I admitted it, and because it was the right thing for me, it happened. I of course, had to work, but I had that clear vision, and I started asking questions, and people just came out of nowhere, and it happened. So that's just an example of something where, can you really admit what you want, even though it doesn't make sense to anyone else but you?
And so that's your what you're suggesting is a starting place.
That's
go in a dark
place.
Closet.
I feel like you need to not have stimulation other places. And I think that when so many times when we create vision, we create it from where we are right now, instead of, you know, physically our circumstances, rather than thinking about where we're coming from internally. So that's an important thing to really deep down. Most people, they know what they really want. They just don't think they have the right to ask for it, because maybe they're the wrong age or they're living in the wrong place. I mean, one of the obvious problems with my dreams was that I lived in a smaller market in the middle of the country. So a lot of people would say, well, how are you going to have, you know, a television show and win awards when you live in Des Moines, Iowa? Well, it all happened. And I was able to get an internet. I mean, I've been all over the country speaking, and I coach people all over the world. And there, nobody would have thought that was possible from, you know, a small place in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. And it's believing in yourself. Part of it, like going, having no stimulation, is to get to that inner place of, you've got to have that self-esteem, that belief in yourself that you deserve this too. Besides touching on what you want to do, that you could actually, because a lot of times we just stop ourselves like, there's no way I could do that.
Right. Yeah. You say no before it's even possible, right? I mean, you know, how many people stop writing the book? I mean, and because they think someone isn't going to buy it. Well, so you've already stopped the person from buying a book that you haven't written. I mean, it kind of blows your mind a little bit. You know, like, how can you not write the book because the person isn't going to buy it, but they haven't seen it, so they can't buy it anyway. And we have this weird circle in our minds.
Yeah, and in some regards, it's not even about people buying your book. There's an exercise that just you writing the book and what you get out of writing a book and having that accomplished. And it's not about the sales.
Yeah, but we think about, you know, I'm sure you have this, where you have imaginary conversations, but then your body believes it's real. I mean, we've all gotten mad at a person that we're married to or dating, and they haven't even said a word. They walk in the room, and they're like, what? Why are you mad? Because in your mind, you're having a relationship with that person. Our mind is so powerful, which is really the core of my vision work, is you can create a physiological response by imagining something. You can create that, the chemical response. So that's how amazing your brain is. But we muck it up with this deserving thing. Nobody deserves anything. The thing is that you just do it. It's not an emotionally loaded thing. If you jump up, you will come back down. It's gravity. It doesn't matter who you are. Gravity just works that way. And you were born with a purpose. Every person, whether we think they're worthy or not, was born with a purpose. And with that purpose comes the right to pursue it. No matter where you are, what you've done, how old you are, whatever it is that stands in your way, those are all imaginary things that stop you from doing it. So, you know, I'm impassioned about helping people get over the barriers so that they can find their blueprint and start living it. Because the world will be a better place the more people live their purpose.
And that's true. So you mentioned the word blueprint. How do you work with people to find their blueprint?
Well, that's part of another one of the programs is about finding your game. So I would say this analogy that, can you imagine that you're standing on a golf course and everyone else has a golf club, but you have a baseball bat? How do you feel? And, you know, most people are like jealous, mad, uncomfortable, embarrassed. And we all would agree that a baseball bat could hit a golf ball quite a ways, might even be further than a golf club, but the equipment isn't built for a golf course. What they really need to do is go find a baseball team. So what we do is we have this equipment that we're born with, and then we go try to fit in. And everyone else, it's like easier for everyone else, and for us it feels hard. And then we start blaming ourselves. Like, what's wrong with me? Well, you just have a baseball bat. It's not the baseball bat's fault that you aren't playing on the right game. So a lot of my work involves saying, well, what are you really here for? Like, this isn't, you know, I was an early talker, and no one is surprised when they hear that, because that is just part of who I am as a person, that words are my paintbrush. That's how I create my art and my world around me. And so I believe everyone has that game. And if they go back and think about what they're just naturally good at, you know, when you do something and the time just flies, or you're almost embarrassed, it's so easy to you and it seems hard to other people, that's the core of your game, and that's what you need to focus on.
Yeah. So again, it just takes you back to all that inner work and really mm-hmm. knowing who you are, what your gifts are, what you're passionate about, and then taking mm-hmm. those, and, you know, just taking baby steps. Like, you don't have to figure it out all at once. Just take one foot in front of the other, and that it'll be revealed. You'll realize what the next step is, and you'll get there. Right. Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we'll be back shortly and talk some more with Liz Need.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, we're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and Liz Need is with us, and she's one of the co-authors of the best-selling book, 20 Beautiful Women. So, Liz, share with the audience your website, how people can reach you, and also, I don't know if you have any offers or any, you know, things that you offer on your website that you want to let people know about.
Awesome. So the best place to look for me is needinspiration.com. It's my last name, N-E-A-D, Inspiration. It's a play on Need Inspiration, spelled properly. And I have a bunch of things going on. I have a speakers program under the coaching space if you're an entrepreneur or a speaker. And then I have a small business coaching online program that's kicking off next week called Unleash and Ignite. And that's exciting. And then there's a bunch of other things. I really have something for at every level. So whether you need to just not have a cup of coffee, there's a program for you. You'll be able to afford that. Or group coaching, one-on-one coaching. There's a lot of ways to play on the website.
Well, and, you know, you just said the fun word, play. You know, we can make this play. make it fun, you know, make our journeys fun. It doesn't, sometimes it seems so much, you know, so much work and I've got so much to do. And if we can take the attitude that it's we're playing with this.
Yeah, it really is. I think it really is fun to explore the possibilities. It's of course it's scary. It can be challenging to do things, but you know, there can be a lot of laughing and joy along the way.
And laughing at our mistakes too, you know, it's just like, haven't we all? And so you were talking about, we were in the last segment talking about the game, you know, games and having the right equipment and knowing, you know, being in a baseball field, if you have the bat or if you're on a golf course, you have the, you know, right. To learn what are the tools you need. And sometimes it's helpful to, that's why I love doing circle work and want to do empowerment circles so women can get a sense of, from others, get that feedback. Like, hey, have you thought of this? Or they see, you know, people see you in a different way than we see ourselves. And I've been noticing that and hearing that a lot from people. It's like, wow, you know, why am I thinking this, you know, is limiting what I think. I'm more limiting than other people are.
Absolutely.
And I don't think I'm unique in that. I think that's very, you know, common. But I want to, in this last segment, you have a fun story. You did a 30-day challenge with your husband, and I would love for you to share it. And I know you're not bashful about it because you were on YouTube about it. People can go see this on YouTube.
Yeah, they can. It's actually on my website, too, on the landing page, on the sidebar, kind of towards the bottom. And I was in New York, and I spoke to quite a few people alive. It was a 30-day sex challenge, which is not new. There's actually a couple books out there where people did a challenge in their realizations. But what happened was, as I was on a date with my husband, who is a fantastic guy, and we're very much in love. And he, you know, he wants to have sex on a regular basis. And he was, you know, kind of acting like he wanted to. And I was tired and thinking about other things. And then I realized, okay, what's wrong with me? This person really desires me, and I'm acting as if it's a burden. Why? This was not how it was when we started this relationship. What's going on? And so I did what most people do. I plugged in a solution, the obvious solution, which would be, we're going to have sex. So I said to him, okay, why don't we take a 30-day challenge, and we'll have sex every day for 30 days. And, you know, he was pretty excited. He said, well, why don't we use today as a warm-up? So he was trying to milk an extra day out of the month before we even started. And so I put it in my head and decided, I'm going to do this. And every single day I said, I get up in the morning and say, okay, when are we going to do it? I made sure that we got to that every day. And it was so mind-blowing to me what happened, which was by the 14th day, which it was kind of poetic because at that point we had been married for 14 years. On the 14th day, he said to me, I'm not a machine. I need to be warmed up. And I thought, you're kidding me. After 14 years, I had no idea you weren't a machine. So what I learned from that, I mean, it was so interesting because he basically switched roles and he was trying to avoid me and go to bed early and he felt put out and felt like all I wanted was sex and there was more to him than this. And I just thought, you know, I really got into experiments because I realized I didn't actually know the solution. I thought that sex was the answer, but that wasn't it. He just wanted to know he was desired. He didn't really want to do it every single day. He wants a real connection with me. And, you know, he wanted a connection. It didn't have to come from sex necessarily. That was part of it. And I didn't realize he was so much like me. I thought he was a completely different person, but we're really the same. We were just playing roles. And that really changed our life, actually, in bed, because we now know that both of us have the capacity to be that way, and he won't dare ever challenge me to do that again because he knows that I'm good for it.
Yeah, it was interesting reversal of roles, you know. It you know, that's just would probably blow a lot of women's minds of like, what?
Yeah, most people don't want to do it every single day. They're just, but you know, it's an important part of marriage and romantic relationships to have that connection. And the fact is I was run down and not thinking about taking care of me. And so that's why. But it was really fun. And it actually led to a whole bunch of other experiments. So I did things like I stopped buying things for 30 days. I only did, you know, the food and necessities. And another one I did, just 5 minutes of silence. It wasn't even meditation. just silence, doing nothing. That was really hard for me. There was one I did 30 days of, I could not talk about anyone, good or bad, unless they were in my presence. That was really hard because we use people, we use other people and their business to connect with each other. Gossip is kind of a natural part of our lives. So that was a really hard one. I didn't realize I talked about people so much and that I really just needed to be in the moment with the person I was with and not be talking about other people. So, yeah, it's spun out into a whole bunch of other things.
Wow, that's interesting. So I think that you should – I invite you to make a challenge to the audience now for them to think about what they would – what they could do that would stretch them for 30 days.
Okay. So I really – I'll tell you that. Out of all of the things that I did, there were two challenges that were the most important or I learned the most. And one was the gossip one. So just try it. Don't talk about anybody. You know, every time you're going to talk about your sister, or talk about your mom, or talk about a friend, even if it's good, stop and focus on the person in front of you and just try to connect with them in a different way. The other one that was, it's kind of boring, but it was about sleep. So I got no less than 7 hours of sleep for 30 days.
Oh, and that can be hard if you have sleep problems.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, I'm not saying if it's, so I'm not talking about whether someone has like a sleep disorder. I'm saying for a person who's just busy and isn't getting enough sleep, can you prioritize sleep for 30 days and then see what happens? Because most of the time you're going to like how you feel when you're doing something good for yourself and then more will come.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're having sleep problems, it's just, it's also just resting in that, not, you know, having that downtime, that rest time of getting that in. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Liz, for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And yeah. And the work you're doing for empowering women. And, you know, I hope we'll stay connected and I invite everybody to check out your book, 20 Beautiful Women. It is on your website and the work you do. So go to needinspiration.com. So
thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it was great to have you. I want to leave everyone with this thought today. Find that inspiration for yourself. Create your dreams. Do things like make a vision board. Do a 30-day challenge. Discover what the next evolution of yourself is and who you are, who you really want to be. Well, I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm the founder of Woman of Wisdom Conference, and we are getting excited about putting the conference together. It's February 11th through the 16th. And we now make an announcement. We're going to have Jean Shinoda Bolen be our keynote speaker. And she has a new book, Artemis. I just interviewed her on the Dr. Pat Show on Wednesday. So you can actually see it in my archives and listen to her. The archetype is the archetype of an activist is Artemis. And that's what a lot of women are doing right now. I also have my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. It's an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book. And be sure to check out the being at the Fall Festival. If you want to have a booth, contact us ASAP. Just email wow@womanofwisdom.org. It's also vendor selection time for our conference. We have a goddess market. And that deadline is October 15th, and you can find that on our website, womanofwisdom.org, and just click on Conference 2015. Check out my website, chrysalisleadership.com, to see what I'm doing. And if you're interested in doing the Circle Leadership Training, it's a great weekend, a great retreat, and a really good training. You don't need to be a leader to be learning this stuff. It's October 2nd through the 5th. Again, just go to www.womanofwisdom.org. So have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.